With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The death toll stands at 51 officially in Central Texas after devastating flash flooding, a storm that pounded the region, and it's feared that the number will eventually settle higher. 43 people alone died in Kerr County. 15 of them were children. There's particular concern about 27 kids missing from a girls' summer camp. The number of missing all across the state hasn't even been determined. With the passage of the big, beautiful bill on the 4th of July, public policy expert Matthew Continetti says he is amazed at President Trump's gathering political momentum.
It's not even day 200. And yet he's been through, I think, in the past several weeks, one of the most extraordinary runs an American president has ever had, ever enjoyed. And so it leaves an observer like me kind of saying, what's next? I mean, there's still 3.5 years left in his term, and he's already achieved so much.
Continetti spoke with the Salem Radio Network. More floating border walls coming to South Texas.
The head of Homeland Security signs a waiver allowing for the deployment of about 17 miles of buoys in the Rio Grande. The agency said in a statement that the waterborne barriers are intended to create a safer border environment for patrolling agents, as well as a deterrent for illegal immigrants attempting to illegally cross the river.
Correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. 8 members of the OPEC Plus Alliance of Oil Exporting countries say they will boost production by nearly 550,000 barrels per day in the month of August. It's a move that could further reduce gas prices. The group that includes Saudi Arabia and Russia made the decision at a virtual meeting yesterday. They cite a, quote, steady global economic outlook and low oil inventories currently. This is SRN News. Iowa has become the first state to remove so-called gender identity from its civil rights code under a law that took effect this past week. That means transgender and non-binary residents are no longer part of a special protected class. The law also explicitly defines male and female based on biological reality and removes the ability for people to change the sex designation on their birth certificate. Also taking effect are provisions in Iowa's budget that say Medicaid recipients are no longer covered for sex change operations or hormone therapy. As automakers begin to phase out AM radio, a diverse coalition of stakeholders linked with conservative talk shows, foreign language stations, and Christian broadcasters are fighting back. They're teaming up in the halls of Congress and on the airwaves, advocating to salvage AM radio's spot on the nation's dashboards. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act is the latest iteration of a bill that would require U.S. automakers to put AM radios in cars. This is SRN News. A massive 80-foot Lego figure called Dada has greeted visitors at the new Legoland Resort in Shanghai. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew.
The park is the first Legoland in China and was built with 85 million Lego bricks. One highlight is Miniland. It showcases famous landmarks like Beijing's Temple of Heaven and Shanghai's Bund Waterfront, all made from Legos. Visitors can also enjoy a boat ride through a Lego-built historic Chinese water town. Ticket prices range from $44 to $84. It's one of 11 Legolands worldwide. Bob Agnew reporting.
Today is Sunday, July the 6th, the 187th day of 2025. The moon is waxing, evening stars, Jupiter and Mars. On this date in history, 1854, the Republican Party was formally established at a meeting in New York City. And on this date in 1957, Althea Gibson became the first black to win a Wimbledon championship. This is SRN News.